And welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Today, Phil continues his series, One on One With, dot, dot, dot. Yesterday, of course, you... What are you looking at?
You say dot, dot, dot.
Kill it. Am I doing this?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything.
If I'm doing this, I'm doing it. If I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Take two on this turd. Welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Today continues Phil's one-on-one with dot, dot, dot. Yesterday, of course, you heard one-on-one with Frank Gray. Today, the world-famous Phil Hendry presents one-on-one with restaurateur, rock on tour, and all-around interesting man, Ted Bell. And now here's Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Welcome to our one-on-one series, something we thought we'd do this week. And I don't need you, bud, correcting every time that I screwed up.
Yeah, you said one for one.
You did. You lisped. I don't care if I lisped. Just for this show only. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. And we will have Ted Bell on with us one-on-one. We had a good response from our one-on-one yesterday, Margaret, with Frank.
Frank enjoyed that immensely.
And we're going to be talking to Ted Bell today, because many of you know Ted. He's been in the news so frequently over the last few months, from the changing of the slogan to his restaurant, "We want to put our meat in your mouth." He's changed it up a number of times. The pandemic, of course, affected business, Margaret.
Yes, and Ted, in fact, tweeted, and he has a Twitter account, right, bud?
Yeah, it's Ted Beverly Hills. That's twitter.com/TedBeverlyHills.
Right, and tweeted at that time that he was quite frustrated with the pandemic, General.
Yes, he did, and he didn't like it, bud.
Yeah, they...
What is with all this handing off?
All right, I'll do it. I like the idea of handing it off, bud, General.
Phil?
Yeah, never mind about handing off. So, yeah, Ted Bell is going to be with us. And yes, he did go through some tough times there during the pandemic. We're going to talk to Ted about all of those things when we come back with one-on-one with Ted Bell here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, all right, yeah. All around.
Don't sing, bud. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by PhilHendryShow.com. Would you like to have 50,000-plus hours of some of the most unique entertainment in the history of God and man on this planet? You would? Good luck. But until you find that, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. He has 50,000-plus hours of audio casts, radio shows, digicasts, video casts, home movies, and don't forget about, of course, the merch store and the Bobby Dooley podcast. There's lots more where that came from. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A subscription for a month or for a year could save your mind, save your life, save your money, save some socks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The greatest value online other than porn. Your mama, too. Welcome back. Phil Hendry Show here and philhendryshow.com. Now, before we jump in here with Ted Bell, I want everybody to know that, yes, Margaret Gray is here, Bud's here, the General's here. This is called One-on-One.
I understand, Phil.
We understand.
Yeah.
And so that, primarily, that I don't mind you guys coming in every now and again, but Ted, how are you?
Great. Thanks for mentioning that. Here is the thing when you call it one-on-one. I'm fine with it being called. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you for joining us. Ted Bell has been a sponsor of my show for over 20 years and was one of the first sponsors to come on board when we came out here to California. And I appreciate that very much. And you've had your fair share of challenges. Now, you wanted to...
Well, yes. And I thank you, Phil, for the association. It has been a great one. It's been an interesting one. Let me put it that way. But, you know, here's... When you call it one-on-one... Here's the thing. You have a unique audience, Phil. Gosh knows they have been good for me. They've changed the tenor and the texture and the flavor of individuals that come into Ted's of Beverly Hills. I have a clientele that is obviously originates many of my customers in the Beverly Hills area. And then I've got your listeners who generally are coming in from the outlying areas. And as you know, during the pandemic, I had a lot of these,
we're coming in from downtown.
Yeah, a lot of these coming in from downtown.
A lot of these coming in from downtown, you're saying these are my listeners?
Well, I got to, there's... Look,
why don't we get this on a higher level?
Yes, let's move it to a, what is the song? Reach at the higher ground.
Yeah, it's Stevie Wonder.
So this was one-on-one, huh?
It's going to be one-on-one. Thank you, guys.
All right. But that was the thing, one-on-one. And immediately we had phone calls at the restaurant yesterday where they heard it was going to be Tenville one-on-one. And they go, oh, are you one-on-one? You know, dial tone.
Oh, you're getting crank calls.
Yes.
I often think, and I want to talk to you, Ted, about the restaurant and about you, but I often think that some of the more juvenile among my listeners are kind of ratcheted up. They're amped up a little bit. They're egged on when you point it out, you see.
Well, what does that mean?
When you say, oh, is this going to be called one-on-one? Oh, you know, that sounds suggestive. Then people will crank call the...
Well, I've had, look, Phil, when I came on board as one of your sponsors, some
1996.
I came on board and I said, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice. This is a brand new show that we hadn't heard in the Los Angeles area. And then I said, you know, I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, eight skate and donate. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, bud. And I went ahead and I threw the bones, and, you know, so far,
you're making money, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm making money, but again, we get the crank calls, we get the tee-hee-hee.
All right, so, I don't know, but I'm going to stick with what I said.
Phil, but you just, right there, you went, this is,
I asked my crew not to point those things out, and I would... With all due respect, Ted, because I do respect you, please don't.
All right. You don't want me to play into the...
This is what I'm saying. I think that one of the reasons why my audience, certain members of my audience who get juvenile, is because many of my guests, such as yourself, Ted, lean on it a little too hard. If it's called one-on-one...
You gagged up, mister, and you went...
No, I did not gag up.
Would you, everybody, I'll fill it. Shut up, bud.
Fine. God damn.
You're telling me to shut up?
No, I'm not, but I'm asking you, Ted, you don't have to...
This is what Phil's talking about. You're blaming me for a lot of the juvenility.
No, I'm not blaming you, man. I'm just saying life could go along much, much smoother were you not so reactive. And I think that, you know, there are members of my audience and people in the media who will jump all over someone who is reactive. So if you say, all right...
Well, Phil, give me a lecture here.
I'm not giving you a lecture. I want to talk to you about... yourself, your family, the restaurant. But if you say to me, I have crank calls coming in because of one-on-one with Phil Hendry, now you're going to get more crank calls. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I understand what you're saying. But as my father used to say, stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself. And you're never going to, you know, you'll stand up for yourself. And you're never going to not stand up for yourself, is what he said. He said something much smart. You know, my father... And I don't think I've been shy in pointing this out, drank.
I know, and this, I want to get into this. This is interesting. Ted, you took over the restaurant when?
I took over the restaurant on April Fool's, believe it or not, 1990. I was a punk kid. I knew very little about the restaurant, other than the fact that I had learned at the feet of my father, Chick Bell, Francis Frank, or Chick Bell. Now, they didn't really call him Frank, though.
I noticed that Chick Hearn was named Francis.
What's wrong with that?
People always say that, and it kind of tightens my jaws a little bit.
Why?
My father was Chick Bell. Chick Francis Bell. Every time I say that to somebody, oh, did you know that Chick Hearn?
Let me explain to people.
What do you explain?
I got to explain. Chick Hearn was the play-by-play guy for the LA Lakers. His name was Francis Hearn, but people knew him as Chick.
Well, that's great. So now every time I...
Well, all right, let's go with that. Go with it, Ted. What is... upsetting about that.
All right. Are you psychoanalyzing me or something?
No, I'm not, man. I want to find out about you and your life.
Oh, okay. So, look, my father, Chick Bell, that's the name. You know, my name is Ted Bell. And when my father turned over the restaurant to me, because he knew that he was in trouble, he was very, very sick, cirrhosis of the liver. He was not in very good health. And he'd been running the restaurant down. The restaurant was in trouble financially, my father's health. But he said to me when he was sick during those last days, he said, Ted, look at me. I said, yes, Dad. He said, I'm Chick Bell. Chick Bell. And he would pound his chest, 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers and the thumb. You see what I'm doing?
You've got four fingers in your thumb, and you're, and I'm pounding. I'm Chick Bell, and he'd say that to me. He grabbed me one morning as I came in. I had some soup or something that I was serving. I don't know whether soup or coffee or something, or it might have been cereal. I forget.
You don't even know?
Easy, General.
All right.
Yes, I do know. He was my father. My father. I know what I was serving him.
All right, then what was it?
It was some slop. I don't know.
Probably it was porridge.
Yeah, it was porridge, yeah. Porridge? Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. I brought my father something. He came in, he grabbed me by the shirt. He got a handful of my shirt and pulled me close to him. And he said, "I'm Chick Bell." And I looked at him, and he said, "So you get it?" I said, "Sure, Dad." At that time, no, I didn't. But in the years since, I now understand. Well, you call yourself, you often have said to people, "I'm Ted Bell." Yes, right there. Thank you very much, Phil. I'm Ted Bell. I'm the son of Chick Bell. Okay? Why is everyone looking at me like I just let some kind of gas go that would kill everything in the zoo?
No, that's not where we're waiting. We thought there was something more to that.
Something more to that? He was Chick Bell. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, so meaning you guys have great pride and you have a great, great record and reputation with Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Now, how did it become known as Ted's of Beverly Hills?
My father, throughout his professional life, was known as Ted Sr. When I was born, they named me Ted Jr. He was Ted Sr.
But his name is Chick.
His name was Francis Chick Bell, yes. But he became known as Ted Bell. He wanted it to be like he wanted it to be like the guy next door. He wanted it to sound like a ball player. He wanted it to sound like a, you know, your friendly neighborhood insurance salesman. He wanted a name that was going to fit on the marquee. He wanted a name that was going to look good on a billboard. Chick Bell, Francis Bell, it wasn't going to happen because we had a famous basketball announcer here in the city of Los Angeles named Chick Hearn,
play-by-play for the Lakers.
So you keep saying.
Well, you have to tell people. Wait.
Margaret. But you do have to tell people that. Yes, all right. But folks, those of you who don't know, Chick Hearn was a basketball announcer for the LA Lakers. We keep talking about this guy.
So, but your father couldn't use that name, Francis Chick Hearn. I mean,
Oh, wow, man. You did that on purpose.
No, I did not. Your father couldn't use the name Francis Chick Bell.
No, he could not. Because people would immediately associate him. So he made the decision early on when they started the restaurant. Because they had, you know, Ted's made the decision early on when they had the restaurant back in the early 70s. It opened out near the beach, out near Santa Monica, as Ted's Let's Meet at the Beach. Let's M-E-A-T at the beach, okay?
Let's Meet at the Beach.
Yeah, it was a small little diner. And they made enough money with that. My father said, Beverly Hills is where it's at. Beverly Hills will always be where it's at.
But from the very early going, it was called Ted's.
Yes, because there was no way he was going to call it Chick Bell. Immediately, the association with the basketball announcer. And his name was Francis. So it became Ted's. And, of course, I was named Ted after the fictitious Ted Bell.
Are you actually Ted Jr.?
No. Not legally. I'm Ted Bell. My father was Chick Bell. But I think that's why, as he got older and as the restaurant was, things got good and then things began, he began to struggle a little bit with his drinking. He wanted me to remember that his real name was Chick Bell. And that's why I would sit with him and we'd be watching something. We'd be watching cartoons.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
You watch cartoons with your father?
Yes, he watched the cartoons. What do you want from me? We'd watch Crusader Rabbit or something.
So this was your father. Was he in a state of...
He was... I wouldn't say he was senile. I think the alcohol had taken its toll, and he did what a lot of doctors now call the underwater syndrome. He would sit there, literally, watching these cartoons and going, you know, the finger between the lips.
Yeah, he's going...
Excuse me, I was going to do that.
Wait a minute, bud.
Wait, bud.
Sorry, Ted.
Yes, you're right. He went... Yes, you're right. He sat there going...
You know what? I'm not laughing at that at all, Ted.
Why would anybody laugh at it?
It sounds tragic. So,
but through it all, Phil, he would say to me, he'd grab me by both lapels and pull me close until our noses were touching. And he'd say, "Who am I?" And I'd say, "You're Chick Bell."
And he'd say, excuse my language, Margaret, damn right. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But he would say that, you're GD right. I'm Chick Bell. And I remembered that so that in later years, when people would say, are you really going to make a go of this restaurant? I'd say, guess what? Who am I? I'm Ted Bell. And I remember tweeting that one day. I said, I don't want to hit this too hard, but I'm Ted Bell. I got a lot of people began to remember. And of course, we have the billboard on the 405.
The billboard on the 405 is memorable because there you are with a platter of steaks. We want to put our meat in your mouth with the musical signature. By the way, I talked to Lisa Valenzuela.
Oh, she's the young lady who sings the song.
Yeah, she's the voice. Lisa Valenzuela is the voice of the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle.
Let me tell you about Lisa. She has a phenomenal voice, okay? We were lucky to get her. And when I say lucky, this was at the very beginning. We've just taken over there. My father, you know, we were having trouble financially. And I said, let's go for broke. And I went back to New York. We got a new slogan. We rebranded the restaurant.
It was already called Ted's of Beverly Hills, wasn't it?
No, it was Ted's Meat. Yes, it was Ted's Let's Meet at the Beach, M-E-A-T. In the early 70s, my father moved it on to Rodeo, and it became Ted's of Beverly Hills. We had a good run through the 70s. And then, as I say, you know, my father's alcoholism caught up with him. And by the late 80s, we were ready to shut the doors.
And you were how old when you took over the restaurant?
I was 27.
27 years old.
That's right. I had no choice. My mother looked at me, and as my father lay in that bed, and I'll never forget the morning that my father passed, my mother called me in. She said, and all she did was point at the bed, and she said, that's Chick Bell. And I said, Mother, is Father with us? And all she'd do is look, and she grabbed me by the lapels, and she said, it's Chick Bell. Chick.
Well, can I say something?
What?
Be polite, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry, Margaret. Yes.
What did that mean, that's Chick Bell?
She was telling me my father passed on. Chick Bell. What she did is she looked, she pointed, she said, Chick Bell, and then shook her head.
And from that, you were supposed to know.
From that, not supposed to, from that I did know, my father had passed. I was 27 years old. I had a restaurant that was in debt. And let me tell you something, Phil. Most restaurants in the United States close within 6 months. You ready for that?
I've heard something along those lines.
Yeah. Most restaurants close, folks, within 6 months. It's a very difficult business. And I said to myself, that was Chick Bell. And it took me about 2 years, but as I got into it, then I eventually said, I'm Ted Bell. Okay.
Just so I know, you were called Ted Bell because your father took on the name Ted Bell because he didn't want to be known as Chick Bell because it reminded people of Chick Hearn, the L.A. Laker basketball announcer.
Yes, Phil, that's right, and thank you for, I appreciate you articulating it, but I think all you've done is make it more complicated. You just said, yeah, and so Chick,
no. Yeah, Bobby Dooley.
We got Bobby Dooley, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the phone. I don't know whether you want to talk to these guys.
Yeah, I'd love to.
The Dooleys on the line with us. The Dooleys were working at your restaurant?
Yeah, Bobby and Steve were at the restaurant telling stories, and they're basically telling Phil Henry Show stories going table to table. Bobby, how are you?
Hi, Ted. We wanted to call in and say hello to you and to celebrate you on this special day of one-on-one. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Ted, I want to remind everybody about you and I doing a funny bone.
Oh, yeah. Steve and I came up with the funny bone, which I know angers you, Bobby.
Well, it's just something that, as Phil has said, it bucks domestic violence.
Well, what we've decided, anyway,
what is this?
Well, I just wanted to say we were happy. Before you tell, are you going to do it, Steve?
I want to tell him about Funny Bone and everything like that.
I can talk about Funny Bone.
I just wanted to say that we did work at Ted's and wasn't really working at Ted's because we didn't work for you. But a lot of people wanted to hear Bobby and Steve Dooley stories. And so we told some about our sons and about the Western States Homeowners Association. We went table to table.
Right. And, you know.
And so.
Yeah, and it was fine. Why did you do that?
It was something that we asked Ted if we could do. And we feel that we brought a lot of business into your restaurant.
Well, it was. No, let's be honest, Bobby. You didn't bring a lot of business. It was a little bizarre as you went from table to table. A lot of people didn't know who you were.
No, what do you mean bizarre?
Oh, don't face it, honey.
What do you mean bizarre?
It was weird of you and Steve. Hi, I'm Bobby Dooley. That's Steve Dooley. Let us tell you all about the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the fact that I walked nude around the neighborhood. People didn't like it.
Well, that's...
So, Funny Bone.
Yeah, Funny Bone is something that Steve Dooley and I... And I will thank you for this, Bobby.
Funny Bone mocks domestic violence, as you said, Mr. Hendry.
What is Funny Bone?
Funny Bone... is we'll say something that we know is going to make the wives angry, or we know it's going to be sexist, and so we'll go ahead and pretend like we just took a good sharp shot, you know, Steve.
Yeah, I took a sharp shot to the ballsicles.
Maybe the ballsicles.
To the testicles?
Yeah, but I know what you'd say.
Yeah. So I give an example.
You said, Mr. Hendry, that when I pretended like I was giving Steve the ball shot, you know...
God, Bobby, watch your leg.
Don't tell me to watch... You said...
I thought you pretending to do that was mocking domestic violence, and it wasn't funny.
Well, here, can I just say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
Thank you. This is not the wives threatening us. This is just us saying, for instance, this morning, I was talking to my wife, Marcy, and I told her to get out of bed... Get downstairs and get some flapjacks because I'm Ted Bell. And then I went, oh! And I'd say she didn't really kick me in the balls. She wasn't anywhere in the room. In fact, she's not even in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you don't even get it?
This is the thing, Mr. Hendry, that you said you didn't want us, you didn't want me doing anymore.
Well, so what's the point?
Forget it then, man.
What's the point? What's the point? I just said something sexist. I said, get out of bed and make me some flapjacks. And then I pretended like she took a meat tenderizing mallet and took a Babe Ruth swing right on my ball bag.
Yeah, don't you get it, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, I get it. And I still say that it is a mockery of domestic violence and we don't need it, but that's just me.
All right, well, this is called One-on-One with Ted Bell.
Yeah, it is One-on-One with Ted Bell, and I think you need to respect what Ted Bell... is going to say.
Yeah, but you got
to... No yeah buts at all, Steve.
Well, Ted Bell, you know, so you like that, Bobby?
Do I like what?
Do you like these guys pretending like their wives? You in this case, you like them pretending like you knocked them in the you-know-what?
Them pretending that I knocked him...
No, you knocking me.
Come here.
Ow! She didn't hit me.
I didn't really hit him, Mr. Henry.
What is the point of that? What happened? I had to hang up on these idiots because they're doing that. I don't like that, Ted. I'm just telling you.
Is this called One-on-One with Ted Bell?
Yes, it is, but it doesn't mean that you get to say anything you want to say without me commenting on it.
I didn't say... All I said was that when the Dooleys were going table to table... Oh, my God.
Hold on. The Dooleys went table to table at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We understand that, Ted. And in so doing, told a lot of dumb stories, and it didn't, I guess... redound very well for you.
No, it didn't. People were not interested. They were irritated by them. They were coming around while they're trying to eat their dessert, or they're digging into a baked potato, and there's Bobby sitting down right next to them to say, let me tell you all about the Western Estate. It didn't work out at all. However, Steve and I would talk, and he said, you know, Bobby and I pretend like she gives me a quick shot to the you-know-what, to the Royal American, and I go, yeah, and I pretend like, ow. And he said, you know, why do we even need to have the wife around? We could just say, I said something bad. I know my wife would not approve, so I'll go ahead and kick myself. And I said, you know, it's not a bad idea, because I had just had this hassle with Marcy, as you know, Phil. One morning, she pretended there had been an earthquake or something. And when I came home, she was spread across the bed. She had ketchup poured all over her like she was bleeding. Because, like, the ceiling fell on her, and she goes, I'm only kidding. I thought, you know, that is wrong, Marcy. That's so wrong. She says, I'm having a couple of laughs. And I said, I don't approve. Now, why don't you get out of bed and go make me some flapjacks? And that's when she walked by and flicked the back of her... And that's when she walked by and flicked the back of her hand against my...
Against your testicles.
Yeah. And I, you know, it hurt. And I said, that is that could be construed as domestic violence. And she flipped me off and kept on going into the kitchen. So I'm telling Dooley about this. He said, why don't we just go ahead, if we say something sexist, we'll go ahead and pretend like we've slapped our own, you know, ball bags. Good God. Well, you know,
So in other words, give me an example of that.
All right. My wife, Marcy, is a... my wife, Marcy, lays around all day, shoving chocolates into her face, reading dirty books.
Ow! Ow!
There, I just kicked myself in the ball. She had nothing to do with it. Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? You are pretending that you're committing an act of violence against yourself because that's what you deserve because you said your wife is laying around reading dirty books all day eating chocolates.
Yeah, and you're even laughing.
Well, you know what? I think he's got you, Phil.
No, he doesn't have me.
The whole idea of inflicting violence, whether it is pretend violence, whether you're doing it, whether you're pretending to do it, whether your wife is pretending to do it, whether Bobby, whoever it is unacceptable and an unacceptable way of dealing with domestic disagreements. Okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Hey.
Damn it, Jerry, you take the fun.
You know, I got to tell you, Phil, I'm glad to be here on One-on-One with Phil Henry, being One-on-One with Ted Bell, but listening to you get on your high horse, and you're way up there on your high horse, and you're striding along and galloping along like you're Robert E. Lee, and you're going, hey, you know something? And you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. And as it rides by me and drops about 6 or 7 foul road apples, it's bad. There he is laughing.
It's the Phil Henry Show, One-on-One with Ted Bell. We'll be right back.
One-on-One with Ted Bell on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Hadley's Wigs. It's something to put on your head, something that will approximate hair. Isn't that what you want? At Hadley's Wigs, for 68 years, they've been coming up with great things to drop on your head and get through the day. Fancy? No. Stylish? Probably not. But friend, it beats bald every day of the week. Hadley's Wigs. Hadley's beats bald every day of the week. Call Hadley's at Hadley's 25225. Hadley's, located on 15th Street.
What'd you say?
Now back to Phil Henry One-on-One with Ted Bell.
Yeah. One-on-One here with Ted Bell, and this is a series of interviews we are doing with prominent members of our community and people certainly that we've featured on our show down through the years. Ted has joined us, and we've learned quite a bit. Now, one of the things that's interesting to me, Ted, is that your relationship with my audience, you, first of all, you feel it's been a beneficial one, right?
Oh, absolutely, it's been beneficial. I think that my association with the Phil Henry Show has put Ted's of Beverly Hills, it didn't put us on the map, but I think it you know, it didn't put us on the map, but it did make people think of you when they saw me already on the map. You see?
Because we had you on the show.
Yeah, because you had me on the show, and also because I allowed you to have me. And I don't think I'm talking out of school here.
Oh, so you're thinking... Is he talking? Hey, General.
Yeah, I'm talking. I'm just saying, you're saying that you are the reason why people know who we are?
Look, at. Do I got to... My father was dying, and he looked at me and said, look at me, I'm Chick Bell.
Who cares, Bell? You're Ted Bell.
Yes, well, that's the point. That's the point. I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah?
Thank you. But what did that mean? Got Phil sitting here with one thumb in one nostril, the finger in the other nostril going, what did that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. I'm listening to you. Look, let's talk about the relationship between my listeners and your restaurant. It's no secret that when you were advertising early on, I don't know if it got better, that you had a lot of people that you didn't think were classy enough.
Well, we did not, Phil. When we started advertising on your show, we got in a lot of jalopies, a lot of guys in trucks. You know, people who thought they were really something with the 5-speed Camaro, and I have to say, no, you're not. You know, park it on the street. This doesn't go in my lot.
Yeah, you kept people out of your lot who didn't drive, Bentleys?
No, not Bentleys, but I'm not going to have people coming in pickup trucks. You understand? I'm not going to have people. I'm not going to have my valets work their tails off for no tips parking one of your listeners' trucks. You know? See what I'm saying?
You got your finger in your nose talking about Phil.
Yeah, I do, because my nostril itches. Here, look at this.
Yeah. All right, Ted, take your finger out of your nose.
Well, people are... Look at... I got to tell you something, Phil.
I'm Ted Bell.
I know you're Ted Bell.
You do? I don't think you do. Because when my father died...
And he said, I'm Chick Bell.
Sorry.
When my father died, he didn't say anything, did he?
I guess he wouldn't.
No. When my father died, I walked into that room and my mother grabbed me by the shirt, pulled me to her, and she said, "He's Chick Bell." And I knew what she was saying.
Well, what was that?
She was saying, "You're Ted Bell."
You were Ted Bell with a phony name. I thought he was Ted Sr.
To the public, yes, he was. The very first restaurant, Ted's Let's Meet at the Beach. And it was a beautiful steak diner, steak sandwiches, cups of coffee, right across the street on PCH there at Santa Monica. And then Ted's in Beverly Hills.
God. That sounds like I wish I was around for that. It sounded like it might have been fun.
It really was. And they got held up a couple of times. And a lot of... My father used to say it was beach trash.
Well, he, obviously he made a go of it, though.
Yeah, the restaurant was very successful. And again, he was able to use the funds from that to start Ted's Beverly Hills. But, you know, as he lay dying, through no fault of anyone else's but his own, he drank too much. He ran through all the money. My mother said to me, "That's Chick Bell."
Well, what do you think she was saying to you when she said that?
She was saying, "Look at it. It's Chick Bell."
What did that mean to you?
It meant that I'm Ted Bell. Come on, Ted, what did it mean? I've just told you what it meant. That's Chick Bell. And he said to me, "I'm Chick Bell."
Well, was it something you didn't understand?
Well, hold on. Because I'm not getting through to you people. And this is common, Phil, with you.
I want to get back to this discussion of my listeners.
Whoa. I'm Ted Bell, right?
Yes, we've got that.
All right. He was Chick Bell. Oh, here's Phil.
My listeners
yeah.
came into your restaurant driving their trucks. You gave them some kind of a what's peach cobbler?
Right, and they didn't know. They thought peach cobbler was the name of a shoe repairman. So this is the problem that I had with a lot of your listeners. Or I'd say, "What's Steak Diane?" And they say, "Is that the lady from England?" And I'd say, "Get out." You know,
you were throwing my listeners out. And we were giving away free passes for dinner.
I know, it was wrong of me, and we stopped doing it. And after a while, I reached an agreement with your listeners. I said, "Look, we'll seat you over near the bathroom, and until I get to know you. If you come back a second time, then we give you a beautiful place on the patio, you know." But if I didn't know who these people were...
But you knew that they had come into your restaurant because of your advertising.
Yeah, well, what a thing to do, Ted. No, they came into the restaurant because they wanted... Look, I would say to them, "If you don't mind, you're new to the restaurant, yes, I'm going to sit you over near the toilet. It's got nothing to do with you, but that way I feel better. You know, I'm Ted Bell." If they still look dim-witted, I'd say, "My father's Chick Bell." And if they still looked stupid, I said, "Right there, that booth right near the toilet, that's yours." And what if they objected? What if they objected? By then, they could have objected. I've already turned and walked away. So what are they objecting to? The air? Ted Bell has been my... I'll leave it at that, Phil.
Well, what more is there to say? Ted Bell has been my special guest here on the one-on-one series.
Now, tonight you're going to a movie, right?
Tonight, yeah, I'm going to a movie.
A movie you were in.
Yeah, a movie that I was in. It's a premiere. And I'm going to do a one-on-one from Hollywood, probably with Jay Santos.
A one-on-one from Hollywood with Jay Santos? Well, you could have had me...
Well, I don't know how it's going to roll out, you know. I think I'm going to have to call Jay on the phone or have him meet me, but I'll be doing the show on the road.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm getting up and leaving.
The show's not over yet, Ted.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, folks. This has been the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, one-on-one with Ted Bell.
One-on-one with Ted Bell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Okay, Ted, thanks.
Yeah, bye. God damn, you can't wait to get out of here. I gotta get home, man. Okay? I gotta get back to the... Yeah. I thank you very much, Phil, for having me. I got to go. The restaurant's closing in about 2 hours, and I got receipts to count, if you pardon me.
Thank you, Ted Bell, one-on-one with the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.